Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is March 26, 2026. Bitcoin steadies as ETF expansion and stablecoin rulemaking drive flows. BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF arm topped $100 billion in assets, and Morgan Stanley's spot Bitcoin ETF is reported as nearing launch, supporting modest institutional inflows while BTC consolidates ahead of a large options expiry. Bitmain launched the MAVAN institutional Ethereum staking platform and has added significant ETH to its staking pool. Visa and Dune report non-USD stablecoin supply reached $1.1 billion in February and transfer volume surged over 1,600%. Regulatory headlines accelerated market action. The proposed Clarity Act rattled markets. Circle's shares plunged on fears of yield restrictions, and the issuer briefly unfroze one of 16 blacklisted USDC wallets. Coinbase reiterated opposition to the proposed restrictions. The UK announced a temporary moratorium on political donations in crypto, applied retrospectively from March 25. Institutional product moves include Franklin Templeton backing Ondo to launch tokenized ETFs with 24/7 on-chain trading, leveraging the firm's $1.7 trillion in assets. The CFTC launched an innovation task force. Tether engaged a Big Four firm for an audit. Binance tightened market maker rules. On-chain events to note: a two-block reorg on March 23 highlighted miner concentration and questioned Bitcoin's six confirmation finality, while Bhutan moved 519.7 BTC, roughly $37 million, to Binance and QCP Capital wallets. Watch Bitcoin's reaction to ETF-led flows and the March options expiry, the imminence of Morgan Stanley's spot ETF launch, and whether stablecoin rulemaking prompts further market moves. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.